The sale of TikTok's US operations to Oracle and Walmart has been indefinitely suspended by the Biden administration as they review the possible security risks of the Chinese-owned app. Last year, the Trump administration cited national security concerns when arranging the deal, arguing that the data of users of the app could be attained by the Chinese government. TikTok refutes this allegation. Talia Kreft asked Dr. Natalie Collins, the Academic Director of National Programs at Edith Cowan University, how the security of TikTok users could be impacted by the decision to suspend the app's sale.
Well, one of the things that this is emblematic of is the Biden's administration of rolling back a lot of what the Trump administration did, or halting what the Trump administration had done. Federal judges have already done this. When Trump came out with this move, it was blocked, but it was in limbo, right? The action was still sitting there. What Biden's basically doing is saying, we can just forget about that now and just move on, right? So everything is status quo, and that's a really important thing to consider. Nothing has actually changed except the fact that the willingness to sell part of TikTok to Americans is gone because the legislation or the threat of legislation is gone.
How will TikTok's operations in the United States be affected by the indefinite pigeonholing of the deal?
I don't at all expect for their operations to change. But I think one of the things that you pointed at was the security issue. One of the things that governments everywhere are looking at in these kinds of conversations is what kind of data is going to where, right? What's kind of interesting is that they're looking at it from a governmental perspective. And what my colleague Paul Haskell Dowland will tell you, who is an expert in cybersecurity, is that when the product is you, you're willingly giving up a lot of your security. And so consumers are actually willingly saying, watch me, watch me, watch me, right? And they're doing it to commercial companies and governments all the time.
Do you think there are genuine security concerns around TikTok and its collecting of users' data?
I think that there is genuine concerns around the security of all customer data everywhere all the time. And I think that, those concerns are not only governmental concerns, they are commercial concerns. I think one of the greatest concerns is a lack of awareness by consumers on the rabbit hole that is the ownership of the data that they generate and the amount that they allow these kinds of apps into their lives. So something like TikTok, for example, would not be a conversation piece if so many people didn't use it and so willingly give up so much of their data to it, right? So the question doesn't really start with governments. The question starts with us. If anyone ever tried to read or understand the privacy regulations around social media apps, they would be challenged to find that any of it made any sense. Being an informed consumer is really, really difficult when it comes to social media applications. So what you actually have to do is really think about yourself and what you're prepared to reveal and what the consequences might be. You have to assume that every bit of information that you put into any social media application is no longer yours and is as public as a sign on your front door. So you have to have a level of comfort with that. And different people have different levels of comfort with that. The consumer, it starts with you.
What do you think were the main incentives for Biden's administration to shelve the deal that Trump had brokered that would see U.S. corporations have a large stake in the app?
Well, I think it was very clear that when Biden came into office, his administration had already a pre-list of every weird thing that Donald Trump had ever done that they wanted to roll back. And that was evident by his first day in office, where he just kept signing these executive orders. And it's everything from supporting the WHO and to requiring people to wear masks and so on. This was just one thing on that list. We can't forget that not long ago, all the big companies, Amazon, Facebook, were all required to front up to U.S. Congress and discuss their behavior and their monopolies and their commercial behavior. So that's still on the boil, and Biden is still watching that. I believe his administration will interact with that in some way, but that's not just going to be a security issue. That's also going to be a commercial issue.
Could we see TikTok potentially banned in the United States following the call off of this deal?
I find it extremely difficult to believe that anything that makes money will ever be banned in the United States. The United States is very focused on endeavor, on making money. They like to support entrepreneurs. And I'm not just talking about legally. I'm talking about spiritually. The American spirit is very much about generating income, right? So if you're going to shut down something that makes a lot of money, you need to be really clear about what it is and why, because people don't like that. In the United States, which is very different to Australia, the general public sides with the rich, right? They side with the successful. There are as many people who would back Jeff Bezos as the people who would admonish him. So I don't believe that the large companies that are making all this money, like the Facebooks and so on, will be taken to task anytime soon. Certainly Europe is much better at that than the United States is. And certainly the action that we're undergoing now, talking to Google here in this country, would never happen in the United States. And when you talk to Americans about what the Australian government is doing with Google right now in Australia, they're shocked. They could not imagine restricting Google in any way. So I think one of the things we have to recognize are the cultural differences between countries really dictate a lot of the commercial and governmental decisions. But all of those things don't affect the fact that everyday individuals like you and me, well, not me because I don't use TikTok, but like you and other people perhaps, willingly give up all of this security every day. And that's the first question we have to ask ourselves.
That was Dr. Natalie Collins, the Academic Director of National Programs at Edith Cowan University, ending that report from Talia Kreft.